Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Again we thank you for thy many blessings, especially the blessings of thy truths that you've given us. And we thank you now for the opportunity of sharing thy blessings, sharing the blessings you've given us this in testimony. And ask thy leadings here in this meeting, and thy leadings especially with the one leading it. These things we do ask. We do ask as we go forth from here that we might take the lessons and learn from them and apply them. These things we ask and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sister Pam, Brother Steve. We're pleased once again to have Brother Darcy's service in this testimony meeting, so we don't waste any time. We'll let him come forward. Lord bless you, Brother Darcy, and brethren, as we testify the Lord's goodness in our lives.
Thank you, Brother David. Well, brethren, we come to the testimony meeting, which is your meeting. And the text for today, of course, is already considered, forgetting those things which are behind. And hopefully, this day and the lessons, privileges of fellowship, the considerations of divine things, has helped in that process. You know, the Lord is very kind to us. Think about what it was you consecrated to do, to lay down your life and sacrifice. And the Lord promised in return bread and water. And what do you have? What do you continue to receive of blessings beyond what you could reasonably expect in your walk? Forget those things that are behind. So much lies before. I believe there will be a roving mic for this testimony meeting. And when you do testify, please tell us who you are and with what ecclesia you meet. And we'll turn the meeting over to you now, brethren. Brother Matthew.
I'd like to testify since nobody else right now is. Really quickly, I just had an opportunity to witness, and it's actually about a block and a half away from this building. Somebody invited me over for dinner, and it was an interesting, kind of different witness opportunity. They actually believed that in certain things that we would believe, like the Antichrist, they had that kind of, you know, for the most part, they had that down. And in fact, they had a lot of other things too, like Israel. They've kind of come to understand the fig tree and all that. So, which was interesting. I don't know where they got all this stuff, but it's kind of, there's something about it that's kind of weird though too, the way that they pray and stuff. But it was nevertheless, it was a real blessing. And I just, getting to do that, and just really appreciated that from the Lord. So I'd like anybody's opinion or suggestions on, you know, how to proceed, because I don't get very many opportunities like that. So if anybody has any suggestions or advice, I'd like to hear it. So anyways, I appreciate being here too, and the blessings of the convention. So that's it.
Thank you, Brother Matthew. You know, the truth is a very precious thing to us. And yet, nothing makes us happier than to try and give it away. So anytime we have an opportunity, it is a blessing, isn't it? Not that they will always hear. And the work of the pastor and the generation and dispersing of the message that he was responsible for still has its impact today. There are those that see various features of the truth. And so we run into those occasionally. It won't be until the kingdom where they get the privilege of understanding all the truth. May the Lord bless you as you strive to represent him in this troublous time. Now we know, brethren, that you have a lot of consideration of the manifold blessings of the Lord. But pick one or two and share them with us.
I'm Brother Peter Kirkham from North Seattle Bible Students, and have lots of love to give here from the people on the online here. Old Ron, we know him, Ron Palmgren, Opal Williams, Rachel Alexander, Helen Samafi, I don't know if I'm getting that right, please forgive me if I'm not, and Carolyn Fiorillo, and Tom Bratner, Tom and Janice. Oh, and they're really popping up fast now. Greetings to all from Iowa, from Jeff Segrin. And what I'd like to share is, I think of the Lord's overruling providence. I was, one day in the morning, I got a telephone call. And it was an interesting call. It was a call from someone down in California, the Bay Area, looking. Jehovah's Witness that had been excommunicated. And she called me up on the phone, and it was kind of interesting how she got our number. She looked up on our website for the Bellingham Convention, got the contact from the secretary's contact, and called her phone number. And we talked for quite some time on various things, and she was looking for someone to meet with, and it was interesting in talking to her. I put her in touch with some of the brethren down in that area, and they were going to, Brother Leon, Sister Barbara, and Melon, follow up with her. And but what was interesting was that she had had various problems and been excommunicated, and then they said she could come back if she could quit smoking. She had a hard time with this. And so she was looking for people to meet with. And she went around the various groups. But they didn't have the same thing she already knew. But what I found most interesting in talking with her was that she had read parts of the fourth volume. And she understood the promises to Israel. And she respected Pastor Russell. And so we went through a number of things in discussion, and it was just a blessing to me. Because here you are, out of the blue, you get a call, and you get the witness. I just took that as the Lord's blessing. And then she called me the next morning, the very next morning, and thanked me for getting the contacts going and so forth. So. And one of the things she shared then was that she was always doing a lot with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and she said she felt really good about herself and what she was doing and so forth. And she said, now I feel really humbled. And she was saying, I feel really humbled. And I said, well, when you're humbled, that's when you're most moldable by the Lord. And so we don't know what the Lord has in store for her. But it was a blessing to me, and I wanted to share it with you. I was, you get some opportunities to witness that, come up where you meet people and other things. But this one called me on the phone, got the name through the convention program, and it was an interesting opportunity, and I want to thank the Lord for it.
Thank you, Brother Peter, and thank you for sharing that love with us. And when Scripture comes to mind, is anything too hard for the Lord? No, it isn't. And yet, what a joy. Pick up the phone and have the opportunity to witness. May the Lord continue to bless you as you strive to serve Him in that and in all ways.
Can you make it louder?
Can
I seem to be so deaf today? I'm not hearing anything.
I think we can do that, and we'll accept that. You're raising your hand as you're wanting to testify.
I'm Sister Gloria Nusso from the Seattle class in Bellingham with the convention. We praise the Lord for the many blessings and helps brought out so far at the convention, the thoughts and even the last scripture from the last talk. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And it's not even over. So we rejoice, and we're very glad for the brethren that have come. The scarcity means very special, extra precious contact we have with our brethren. And so appreciated the helps on our faults and sins. If that hadn't been given, maybe we wouldn't have been faithful to keep in mind those. First, they start off as just little faults. But if we don't take care of them, then it becomes sins. And that could, if we hadn't been made aware of that again, we might not have been faithful without this prompting. And the story of the little fox and how appropriate to put things that are innocent in its right place, that they really are very dangerous. And we just praise the Lord for this blessing of the warmth and the fellowship and the help that our dear brethren make as we when we gather together. And we appreciate all the service and of the brethren. And we've always appreciated you, Brother Darcy, leading a testimony. You just always uplift us and give us such a blessing. And then from your talk, too, we rejoice in this day and the blessings the Lord has given. We pray for our brethren and for their faithfulness yet a little longer, and we'll be faithful. Remember us, too.
Thank you, Sister Gloria. And it is a blessing to be here, and in all cases, an opportunity to serve the Lord and His people is the greatest privilege that we're given at this time. So we appreciate your efforts in serving the brethren, and we know that the Lord appreciates that as well. We have a hand over here, Brother Albert.
Brother Albert Swab from Langley, White Rock, Canada. And we're very pleased to be here today. Appreciated the talk this morning that you had given, Brother Darcy. And it brought to mind a little happening that when I was 12 years old, my dad came in from the field and he said, "I think I found a little fox's den." So he and I go out, and with shovels we start digging, and lo and behold, it was a little den, and there was little baby pup foxes. So there were four of them. We brought them home, built a nice big cage for them, and raised them. And we had the experiences with the foxes that were quite unique. When they got full grown, we had advertised them for sale, not knowing you weren't supposed to have them. So we got a visit from the conservation officer, and he told us we had to destroy them or let them go. So they were, of course, pets by then. So we let them go. And it wasn't very long after we had let them go, we saw out in the middle of the yard this one fox that was just laying out in the yard by the chickens and not hurting them, but getting their attention. Well, what he was doing was distracting the chickens, and the other little brothers and sisters were coming up behind. And so, yes, they're foxy. So it was a very good example that you had given in your talk, and truly the scriptures used the right animal for depicting certain dangers that fall within their realm. The other thing that I wanted to say, on Friday, our company was invited to what we call a roofing party. And this was a 9-story concrete building that was in White Rock. When the roof, when it gets built and the roof is finally on, they get all the trades together that had part of the in the job, and they have hamburgers and whatever have you. And so I walked in, and there were about 120 people there. And I looked over the table, and I recognized a certain person. And his name was Larry Braddis. Now, that's Louis and Audrey Braddis' son. And so I sat down and talked with him. Of course, you all know that Brother Louis passed away, what, maybe a couple months ago. And so we got talking about past times with his mom and dad and whatever. Spent quite a long time, and we had a very, very good chat. And when we stood up, he shook my hand. He says, Albert, he says, I really appreciated talking with you. He says, I just want you to know one thing. He says, if I die or whatever it is, he says, I want you to take my service like you did with my mom. And I thought that was pretty nice in the sense that the truth had some impact there. And of course, I raised some questions why there was no service for his dad. And he went in to give an explanation. I won't say it here. But he was sad that there was no service for his dad like was for his mother. And it was touching. And I told Sister Norma when I came home that he really, you could see it in his eyes. It really meant something to him. So I do ask an interest in your prayers, dear brethren, that as we go along these days, as was mentioned in Brother Peter's talk, times aren't getting any easier. We're not to expect it to get any easier. But we are also susceptible to the things that are given out as the tearing down process. So I do ask an interest in your prayers, and we'll remember you in mine.
Thank you, Brother Albert. You know, not many of us have such direct stories dealing with foxes. Yet we all have to contend with them every day. But foxes of a different kind. We appreciate your sharing that testimony and relating your experiences. We trust that the Lord will continue to be with you and direct you in paths of righteousness.
I'm Sister Lucille, and I live here. I'm the only one left. And my heart is full of just great gratitude to the Lord for all he has done for me and that he continues to do. And I know that he hears my prayers, and I'm finding answers all the time. And I have to remind myself to think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, not so much the fieriness of it, of them, but of to me, uniqueness and strangeness, and there it is. Think it not strange. Whatever I need, that's what the Lord is sending, I know. And I'm grateful that he deals with me. And as for witnessing, every time that I try to, it seems I feel so inadequate. I can't think of the right things at the right time. But anyway, I've been trying to witness to a neighbor who is a very dear friend of mine. And it's strange. She has a lot of faith, but in what, I can't quite figure out, because she calls the Adam and Eve story an analogy. And I don't know what else she must say is just not to be taken literally or something or other. The point I'm making is that everywhere I turn, it seems as though I'm just stopped and I'm stumped as to anything further to say. I don't have any real success. So that doesn't matter. I'm just thankful to be in this narrow way and to have the Lord taking care of me. I want to thank all of you for coming, every one of you, and the dear Seattle class. I wouldn't have a chance to go to a convention if you didn't do this for me, for us all. I think this is a small number compared to ones we've had before. I don't know what that would indicate, but it doesn't matter. It's all in the Lord's hands. And I want to read some, at least, of number 110, He Knows. That's my testimony. I know not what awaits me. God kindly veils mine eyes, and o'er each step of my onward way He makes new scenes to rise. And every joy He sends me comes a sweet and glad surprise. I think that may be enough. And the chorus, where he may lead, I'll follow. My trust in Him repose. And every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows. And that repeats, and then the final, He knows, He knows, He knows. Thank you.
Thank you. We were thinking as you were talking that, you know, the Lord is very appreciative that you love the word, His word so much that you are trying to do that witness activity. And He is appreciative of your heart intent. And the pastor suggests that if we have the opportunity to witness, but we lack the words, to take that to the Lord, and He can assist there. And we know that from your faith and your desire to serve, that the Lord will continue to be with you and direct you and to bless you around each and every corner.
Brother Darcy and dear brother, I'm Sister Alice Rainford from Puget Sound, and I'd like to express my gratitude to my Heavenly Father for the privilege of being here. And I probably wouldn't be testifying, but Brother Bill Diske asked me to bring his love to the convention. And so I'll enjoy the convention. The discourse is better from the tapes because my hearing isn't very good. But I certainly enjoy seeing all the dear brethren. I don't get around much anymore, so I certainly enjoy seeing and hearing from all my brethren and my sisters. Of course, sisters we call brethren also. So I thank the Seattle class, too, for the efforts in putting on this Bellingham Convention. And I ask an interest in your prayers, dear brethren, and I pray for all of you.
Thank you, and we pray the Lord's blessing upon you as well, and recognize that, you know, it is good to deal with our responsibilities, even if it's nothing more than bringing the love of brother or sister. And if we look to all of our duties to do that, the Lord will bless us in all of our activities. May He continue to be with you and direct you.
I'm Sister Millie Andrus from Salem, Oregon, and I'm certainly thankful to be here again at a Bellingham Convention. It's always been kind of a special annual trek for us to come up this way, even since it's stretched out from an hour's trip to a six-hour trip. But we still appreciate the Lord's blessing. And I'm kind of like Sister Alice. I'm burdened with a load of love that I need to dispense. Of course, besides our folks, Brother Jerry and Sister Dolores, Sister Joy Blackman especially asked her love to be given. Robert and Bonnie Bennett, and her folks, of course, Stan and Helen Gorgas. Sister Rosemary wanted us to be sure to bring her love, and Sister Betty, and Brother Lou and Sister Judy, who usually make it up this way, but didn't this year, so we have their load of love to give, too. And we just appreciated the lessons so far at convention, and we're thankful to be reminded of those little foxes that do follow us around, even though we don't see them. We want to be more aware of their activity in our lives and to be more careful of them. And we were thinking of one that attacked us last week that the Lord brought to our attention that we were thankful for. And your comments, of course, went right along with my thoughts. We find that we have a problem with our sense of humor sometimes getting in the way of our blessings from the scriptures, and we found that our manna text from last week was one that reminded us of a little story we had heard, a little joke, and we found that every time we read that scripture, that's all we thought of, and we were very sorry for that, and glad that the Lord brought that to our attention to give us something to work on, and we do need to keep that more under control in our lives and keep our sense of humor behind us more. And we also appreciated the thoughts on the position we hold in this world of being on that sea of glass and looking at the world's affairs from God's standpoint and seeing His stately steppings in the world, that we don't have to worry about world affairs and we don't have to take sides or get involved, that we can truly be on that sea of glass and appreciate it from the divine standpoint and look forward to the culmination of the activities that are taking place in the world, and we want to strive harder to be ready to be called up higher, that the world can receive its blessings so it doesn't have to wait for the church class any longer. And we ask an interest in the prayers of the brethren and remember all of our brethren and ours.
Thank you, Sister Millie, for sharing with us. And, you know, the Lord is very gracious. He doesn't show us all the foxes at once. He shows us one or two and allows us time to work on those. And then we were thinking as regarding standing on the sea of glass. You know, the tendency is to want to get in and help. The world needs a lot of help right now. But the best way we can do that is to roll up our sleeves and deal with the foxes. May He continue to bless you.
Brother Darcy, I'm Sister Rosalie Palmgren from the Puget Sound Bible Students, and I'm very happy to be with all of you and very thankful to the North Seattle class for holding this small convocation of the Lord's people. We've appreciated it very much over the years and appreciated the efforts to continue this. It's a real nice gathering at a time where things are winding down from the summer months of a lot of conventions and things, and we appreciate it very much from the Lord. We've appreciated the lessons, too. It's very much as though they were given on our behalf. We're trying so very hard to rise above some of the faults and sins that we carry, and it's a struggle. As we all know, sometimes we have these demons, if you will, in ourselves and struggling very much to rise above them. And we are thankful that the Lord is, as it says in Psalms 103, that He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us after our iniquities. And we still see His loving kindness towards us. And so we are thankful for His mercy and for His goodness to us and His continual reminders of where we fall short so that we might rise above those things in His strength and in His power and through the merit of our Redeemer. We have a load of love as well, and we spoke with Brother Richard and Sister Evelyn Stewart this week, and they asked that their love be sent. I'm not sure if they were able to be online. They said they might be able to be on for one or two of the discourses, but not all day. So if you're out there, I'm sending your love, as asked. And also the Wenatchee brethren would like their love sent. And we spoke with Brother Bill Ostrander last night, and he reported that things are on the up for Sister Donna. The medication that they're giving her And I don't know how to say the name of her illness, but they're giving her immunoglobulin, and they've already given her 5 liters of this, and it is reacting positively. And so he was very encouraged, and we are too, and we thank you through him on his behalf. He's very appreciative of the calls and the letters and the emails and all the ways in which the friends have held he and Donna up throughout this trial. And so we were thankful to bring that to you as well. Appreciated Brother Peter's discourse very much. It was very stimulating for me. There was only one other discourse that I've ever heard from Brother W.A. Baker on the land overshadowed with wings that was in the Isaiah text here. And I appreciated it. And I want to look into this a little bit more and be more aware and watchful as he expressed in the beginning of his discourse. And so we thank the Lord for these blessings, and it's good to see all of you again. And please continue to pray for us. We're just very glad for the continued love of the Lord and for the understanding of his word and desire to know more. And we'll pray for you. Be faithful.
Thank you, Sister Rosalie. You know, the Lord promises to be with us as we undertake the battle to overcome the flesh. He doesn't promise us that we'll be successful in that battle, but he does promise he'll continue to be with us, because it is the warfare that develops the character. The flesh will be gotten rid of, but continue the battle. Stay faithful. Appreciate the word, and he will continue to be with you in those experiences. May he continue to bless you.
I'm Brother Dan Beard from the Puget Sound Brethren, and we're just very grateful to be here and enjoying so much the lessons and having the brethren with us also in our home, Brother Dennis and Sister Karen, and enjoyed some fellowship with them last evening as well. Yesterday, before the brethren arrived, I was listening to a tape by Brother Wes Kramer, a talk that he had given in Delaware. It was a pre-memorial convention, and the brethren had asked him to give a baptismal discourse, even though there was no one available to be immersed at that particular convention. And the title of his talk was Our Gospel Age Contract. Now, many of you know, of course, that Brother Russ is a attorney himself, so it's not surprising that he would take an approach like this, but it was so wonderful the way he approached it, and some of you may have already heard that talk. And he listed about 11 or 12, I guess you would call them, contractual statements, right? I promise to no longer have a will of my own. I promise to sacrifice. I promise to serve the brethren. I mean, I'm probably not saying all of them. I was multitasking as I was listening. But one of the lessons he brought out, he referred back to a television show he watched years and years ago, 30 or more years ago, called The Paper Chase. And in there, he talked about the fellow who was the instructor to these students at a university, training them to be lawyers. And he's when the students come to his class for the first time, crusty would be the way that he described it, a professor said to him, you come in here with your brains full of mush, but when you leave here, you will think like an attorney. Now, he made a little application to that. He says, you know, we have entered the school of Christ, and we bring all this worldly mush with our minds. You know, but when we're done, if we're faithful in allowing these influences to train our minds and to be transformed, we will think like God. Now, that's a very profound statement. And think of the ramifications of what that means. You know, our God is very faithful in all things. and very true in all things. And that means we need to train our minds to think clearly, righteously, honestly, to think, to seek only the truth, not to be opinionated about things, but to think, try to understand things from God's standpoint. Anyway, it has a lot of thoughts that are very profound in our mind as we considered it. We also appreciate very much the lesson this morning and the subtleties that are there. Brother Doris, as you brought out there about the little foxes, a careless word, a sarcastic look, a laugh, a shrug. You know, all those things can be unkind. And so it could be very subtle. And we think of the morning resolve that our words may be unctuous and blessed to all. You know, our looks, our acts, our thoughts should all be with a desire to be helpful and supportive and loving toward our brethren and toward the world of mankind as well. Because that is like God, isn't it? And so we appreciate very much these lessons. The morning manna text is very helpful, forgetting those things which are behind. We want to forget our past failings, having taken them to the throne of grace and asking forgiveness. Brother Dennis and I were talking about that at the dinner table. Can you imagine what we would, where our lives would be if we didn't have forgiveness, if we didn't have these promises to help us? We would certainly fail. So we're very grateful for these. And we thank the brethren here for putting on the convention and the blessings and the fellowship. And we appreciate having Sister Alice with us on the way up. She's very excited to be here, and we're just glad that to have that privilege of riding with her on the way up here. So we thank you, dear brethren. We love you all and ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you, Brother Dan. We're thinking as you were talking there about what a wonderful yardstick you just gave us. Is that like God? We can ask that of every thought, every word, every action, every deed. Is that like God? And then we can answer that question. And if it's no, then we need to work on rectifying it and changing that. The Lord gives us lots of tools, and He's with us to use them all. Thank you, Brother Dan, for your testimony. We do pray the Lord's blessing upon you and your continued appreciation of these lessons as the Lord brings them to you. Brethren, we might want to take this opportunity to, first of all, thank the North Seattle Brethren for putting on a wonderful convention, if you would care to so vote. And also take this opportunity to send our love to all you may come in contact with after you leave this convention. Well carried.
Sister Cheryl Neamey, is that how you pronounce her name? I'm not sure. Neamey, she sent her love.
Sister Cheryl Neamey?
I think that's her name. It used to be Cheryl
Stapler.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
She phoned me the other day.
Hi, brother. And I'm Brother Darren Hankey of the Puget Sound class. I figured the chairman's come up here. I'm running out of time. And it's extremely hard for me to do this, but I do appreciate this convention and the gathering of the brethren. I don't get to see very often. I really got a lot from the discourse on the little foxes, because I'm dealing with a lot of those myself. And I'm really thankful on how the Lord works and kind of customizes his methods of teaching to each one of us. During that discourse, I was kind of rattling, thinking about the foxes in my own life and the scriptures given, and I got the scripture wrong sometimes. I have to write down the book and the chapter first, and then I write down, because I forget numbers faster than I do letters. But I went to the wrong scripture anyway, and it turned out I was dealing with what was rattling around in my head. So I'm really thankful how the Lord even overrules mistakes or forgetfulness. I also have some love to send or bring from Sister Cindy Howell in the Seattle class. I spoke with her, and she's doing well. She said, make sure you give them my love. But I just basically want to say I really am blessed to be in a group of brethren who have so much love, and I respect and enjoy being in your company. I ask you to keep me in your prayers as I keep you in mine. And that's it.
Thank you, Brother Darren. And, you know, the Lord can overrule any experience, even a mistake, to our benefit. And, in fact, He will do that. He's promised that He'll do that. All we have to do is watch and look for the blessing in every one of our experiences. Doesn't matter how far astray we go, if our heart is still loyal, how big the mistake is, if our heart is still loyal and we're willing to meekly go to Him and seek forgiveness and His continued help, He will be there. And He has guaranteed each one of you that you can be faithful, and He'll do His part to make that so. So all you have to do is your part. May the Lord continue to bless you as you take the lessons of this convention and go forth to serve the Lord.
David. Thank you, Brother Darcy. Brethren, speaking for myself, I think I learned mostly from my mistakes and the effort not to make them again. I wonder, I'm traveling to San Antonio next weekend for a convention. Wouldn't you like to send their love? Very good. I'd be glad to do that. And I just, a little quick little note, I was assigned a theme text down there, Galatians 6, 7, and 8. And I think the first thing someone should do when they get assigned a theme text is to ask, why is the Lord assigning that theme to you? And if you open that chapter, the first 10 verses, you'll see it ties in really well with Brother Darcy's discourse. And I've got a lot of thoughts that have been going around in my mind and personal application of these things. Appreciate that very much. Well, we are just about out of time. We're going to close with hymn 109. Let me just look at that and see. Let's do first and last. And then Brother Darcy will close with prayer. 109? Was that right?
Yes.
109, first and last.
Most kind, all-wise, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we recognize Thee as the giver of every good and perfect gift, the one who has provided in thy Son the means whereby we can approach thee and seek thy help and guidance, to pray for thy forgiveness, to provide that covering robe of righteousness, and the privilege we have of going forth in service to thee, the truth, and the brethren. Father, continue with us in our considerations that we might more fully appreciate the privilege that is ours and the blessings that thou bestows upon us. We thank thee indeed for the gift of thy dear Son, that ransom sacrifice, and the knowledge of the plan of the ages that we have. And we pray for a greater measure of thy Spirit, that we can more fully be found acceptable and pleasing in thy sight. We earnestly pray and ask according to thy will, in Jesus' name. Amen.